Message number 860. Mother of Salvation, just as the Holy Word of God can unite souls, so too can it cause a great division. Wednesday, July 31, 2013. My child, when you love my Son Jesus Christ, it will bring all those who truly love Him close together. When those who love my Son find it difficult to love others, they need to call on me, the Mother of Salvation, to open their hearts. The love of my Son is so powerful that with the power of the Holy Spirit it can spread so quickly from one corner of the world into every part. When my Son's holy word is given to all of God's children through this mission, it will tear through the hearts of humble souls who recognize the Savior as He speaks. The love which emulates from His word given to you at this time in the history of mankind will unite millions of souls instantly, as if you were known to each other all your lives. So powerful is it that it can, through the power of tongues, spread from nation to nation in all languages quickly. This is how you know that these words through these messages come from my Son. Just as the Holy Word of God can unite souls, so too can it cause great division. The hatred which ensues as the Word of God devours souls is at its worst. When these messages attract such hatred and wicked actions by those who call themselves true disciples of my Son, know then that it is the evil one who causes this. My poor souls, my poor confused children, you must never turn your back when you are unsure of my Son's words. You must keep an open mind and remain true to what He taught you. Do not judge anyone in His name. Love one another. If you do not believe that God has sent His final prophet, then it does not matter. Please remember, though, your obligation, by carrying out your duties to my Son by adhering strictly to His teachings. You must never accept that He would bless any new doctrine which He did not give the world when He walked the earth. He would never condone anything which substitutes His death on the cross on the altars of the world. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation,